USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are visiting the southern border today amid a surge in illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez hopes they get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of his district. The visit comes as the Biden administration is sending more assistance to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
According to the White House, nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says officials are seeing declines in deaths and hospitalizations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
This weekend's blizzard in Denver is one of the largest in the city's history. Denver got at least 2 feet of snow, which is the most since more than 31 inches fell in March of 2003. This motorist telling KUSA 9, the NBC affiliate in Denver.
So I've been trying to dig out my car, been probably digging out for the past 20, 30 minutes at this point, but snow is easily going halfway up the side of my car when I got out here, and it's just crazy.
That storm now moving east, bringing winter storm warnings and watches to Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Police say they arrested about 150 people who flocked to Miami for spring break. Miami Beach police say around 120 were arrested on Friday alone, and two police officers were injured in altercations with the crowd. The city has a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An ACC school is going back to virtual learning.
Undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely, common spaces are being closed, and students living off campus are being told to stay home. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID-19 test. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is officially retiring from the NFL after a 20-long season career. Brees' kids making the announcement on Sunday on social media.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us.
Yay!
Brees joining NBC's Today Show to talk more about his decision.
I'm 42 years old. I've had a chance to play this game for 20 years in the NFL. And I think for the last few years, you know, I felt like this moment was coming. And it just made me so laser focused on staying in the moment.
Drafted by the Chargers in 2001, Brees signed with New Orleans in 2005. And the Saints won Super Bowl 44, where he was named MVP. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.